Kia ora whānau, so good to be with you today. I'm Tim.
And I'm Grace.
And Grace is helping me today. We are going to make bagels. So, welcome to our kitchen, welcome to our home. And as we do so, we're going to share a little bit from Acts chapter 2. Now, you may recall a message over a year ago where we made cinnamon scrolls. And back then, no one can recall at all what we talked about, but at least it was very interesting. So we thought it was time to do another cooking session. Another thing to look out for around the room is, what are we looking out for?
Minifigures.
Okay, Lego minifigures, which might change and move between scenes. So let's go. We've made some dough already and we're gonna get started. So as we find these things that we need and as we prepare to start rolling stuff out, this is a bread dough that we've been cooking in the bread maker. It's the same dough that we use for a lot of different things. And as we do, we've been talking about Acts chapter 2. And we see this kind of picture of the church. We've been talking about this for about a month. And in this picture of the church, we see these basic components. We see prayer. You might have memorized all these by now. We see prayer. We see biblical teaching. We see fellowship and communion. We see worship. We see evangelism. We see signs and wonders. All of these different components of what it means to be church. And it's a beautiful picture of the church at that time. So we're encouraged by these scriptures. As we think about this, we've touched on a few weeks ago, this idea that these details, they're not prescriptive of describing exactly how things should look. They're more descriptive, describing the church and how it was in that moment. But the thing is that over the last 2,000 years, the way that has taken shape has looked very different in different settings in order to fulfill God's mission in the places that God has placed his people. So we're not looking for a formula, a particular exact way or method of being church. What we find out is when those basic ingredients are there, it doesn't really matter what shape it takes. It can still be authentically church in different ways and in different forms. So to kind of illustrate that today, we have this bread dough here. We use this bread dough for a lot of different things. It's exactly the same recipe that we use to make a loaf of bread. It's the same recipe that we use to make those cinnamon scrolls that we saw. Same recipe today, we're gonna make bagels. At other times we use the same recipe to make pizza bases. I've even used exactly the same recipe to make donuts, deep fried in oil and then with sugar on later on. And so the same recipe, the same ingredients produces this dough. And then that dough we use to shape in different ways according to what the need is. And with donuts, it may not be a need, but you know, there we go. So today we're going to do a different approach. We're doing bagels. And so this is part one of our video. As we do this though, I'd love us to have a think about the different components of church. When you think of church, what is the first thing that comes to mind? Is church primarily about the building, or is it primarily about the people? Is the church primarily about God's mission? As we do this though, I'd love us to have a think about the different components of church. When you think of church, what is the first thing that comes to mind? Is church primarily about the building, or is it primarily about the people? Is the church primarily about God's mission? And we'll find that for the early church, that as they developed, as they moved through the book of Acts, that there was a time of change. We're in that time of change right now. As a pastor over the years, whoops, that one was a little bit wobbly. Over the years as a pastor, and we look back at church history, the way that the Church of New Zealand is right now is very different from 100 years ago. So as pastors, you have this very real sense that the shape of the church in 50 years' time is going to look different again. And so we need to be working in a way that is honouring the current season and also preparing for the change for the future that happens. Some of that is societal change. Some of it relates to the move of the Holy Spirit and the work that God is doing. So we need to constantly be in this place of openness. The challenge is when we get too comfortable in the method and the style that we like the best. We want sliced white bread every day, and it turns out that there were lots of other ways that we could have bread that might be more suitable in different settings, in different ways, and that God might be actually moving us into a different form, a different way of being church. So when we look at these, would you like to have a go at that? When we look at these different forms and these different ways of being church, the important thing is that those core components are there. The shape of it comes secondary. Now, what this means for us as a church is during this significant time of turbulence and change, we may not be able to go back to things in the way that they were. We may not want to either, because it might be a season that God is inviting us into a new space, a new form, a new shape. And all of the ingredients are still there. But what we might find is that, oh, that was exciting. I'll show you how I do it. I do this one quite hard. Make sure you look down here and check that it's all come away from the sides. Then get this one and do the same thing. Wobble it around a bit. Oops, mine's a bit skew-whiff as well. Actually, we've run out. I'm going to have to roll it out again. Excuse me while we roll this out again. Interrupt the message. This is the moment that we probably need a bit of a commercial break. What I'd like to say about those different ingredients, those different components of the church, as well as the church being shaped differently for different settings, there is this reality that the same ingredients that create the church are the same ingredients that fulfill the Great Commission. If we were to go back to those core components of church in the book of Acts, and we were to follow those and look for those, we might find that the church is automatically more effective in our mission to the world around us. Is it possible that we have become too comfortable in the way of being church that suits us? You know, we can't even rearrange the seats in our church at Franklin Baptist without someone complaining. How much more is there a need for us to actually shift right off our seats and go out into the community? You see, when we see those different components of the church in the book of Acts, I sometimes wonder if we have overemphasized Sunday morning gatherings in a building so much so that we've lost our sense of the calling to the Great Commission. That one looks great. Just plonk it on there. It'll be fine. Maybe I didn't roll it out quite enough. Could it be that God is actually inviting us to a season of reshaping those same ingredients to look different? And in doing so, we may find that not only do we express the core heart of the church even better than what we were doing before, but we might even find that we fulfill God's mission in a way that we never have before as well. So in the season where out there there's a lot of argument and conversation and discussion, and there's things that are distracting us, let's shift ourselves into a new place of conversation, a conversation that centers on the kingdom of God, of what the kingdom of God could look like, to look at the Bible, to be listeners with an imagination, a prophetic, Holy Spirit-led imagination, to discover what is it that God is inviting us into in this season ahead of us. just as we are waiting for the bread to prove so that we can cook those bagels here in this water and then chuck them back into a hot oven. We're just going to look at Acts chapter 2 in a little bit more detail and some of those surrounding things. So we'll put a little bit of a list up on the screen, but I'm looking at these different detailed components. We see biblical preaching, we see repentance and baptism, we see fellowship, we see the breaking of bread and eating together in one another's homes, we see communion, we see prayer, we see the gifts of the Holy Spirit at work, we see generosity, we see giving, we see care for those who are in need, we see gathering in large groups there at the temple courts, and we see gathering in small groups in homes. We see people praising God, and we see the way that people are led to Jesus and salvation. I guess I'm just asking us to consider a creative way of looking at those things. And instead of in our conversation seeking to ask the question, how do we get back as quickly as possible to the way things were? But ask a different question. What would it look like for us to prophetically imagine the best way possible for us as Franklin Baptist Church community to fulfill God's mission and those components of church that we see in the book of Acts? Let's have different conversations, not just the ones about who can gather and who can't and what will that look like, but let's have different conversations that stir Holy Spirit-led, biblical-based, prophetic imagination filled with hope. Let's have conversations that are asking the question, how can we be reaching out to our community further than we ever have before? Those are the ingredients of the church. And my argument is that those are the same ingredients to fulfill God's mission. And perhaps if we were to discover those ingredients in a greater way, in a different form, not only could our church become stronger and healthier and more close-knit, but we might find ourselves fulfilling God's mission in ways that we never have been able to before. So as we look in a little bit more detail at this list in the book of Acts 2, different parts of what it means to be church, I wonder what stands out to you. I wonder what things you think that we might be overemphasizing in the way that we've done church over the last 30 or 50 years. I wonder what parts of those components of church we might have neglected. I wonder if there are different ways of expressing the same thing, which may in actual fact be more meaningful. I wonder what form and shape the church could be that God may be inviting us into. If we took those same components and rearranged them, are there other ways that we could be fulfilling God's mission? To illustrate this slightly differently, I'd love to show you my Lego Porsche. You see, we love Lego in our family. Lots of us have Lego, and just recently I've become a fan, a little bit of a collector. I've got three awesome supercars. So here we are, and some of you guys will be saying, Tim, that's not a Porsche, it's a Lamborghini. So here it is. And you'd be right, because this is a Lego Lamborghini, and look at it. Check out these doors. Awesome. But the thing is that this set is actually a Lego Porsche set. And so I built the Lego Porsche, but there's this wonderful Lego site called Rebrickable, where you can go on, look at the set that you have, and find alternative instructions. Pay a little bit of money for it, but it's worthwhile. And so with this Porsche set, all of the same pieces have been rearranged in a different plan and made into this Lamborghini. Kids, you might want to encourage your parents to check that out at home with that Lego that you have while we're still in lockdown, to find some new plans for the sets that you already have and make something different. And so here's and encouragement in the same way that all of the pieces that make up the Lego Porsche can be rearranged and made into this Lamborghini or something else or something else or something else. Maybe God's inviting us to take the same pieces of the church and rearrange things in a way that may look different, but may enable us to do church and God's kingdom in ways that we'd never thought possible, and in turn fulfill God's great commission in new and fresh ways. Okay, so we're back, and the bagels have been proving in the oven. They've been rising nicely. We've got some water here that's boiling. It has a little bit of salt and sugar in it, sugar to help the browning stage later on. And this is a little bit experimental for us, so we haven't done this many times before, so we'll see how it goes. Hey, Grace, what could possibly go wrong? So let's give it a go. So this is a new method that we are trying. So try slipping that underneath there. Yep. Cool. This is a new method that we're trying. Keeping the paper cut into small pieces on the bagel so that it's easier. You don't have to handle it as much. And then we can fish out the paper. If the tongs worked, fish out the paper. We've got this. So we're just going to cook it maybe a minute each side. Yep, just push it over. Nice. Cool. Wonderful, good job. So what I need you to do, Grace, is watch those, and then after about a minute, we'll turn them over, and then we'll take them out. In fact, we're actually going to put them back onto these again, and then we'll put them into the hot oven and swap over and do the next lot. Okay, so just as these are going, and I reckon flip them over now. You may have heard me share about this, but I'm thinking about the church in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And before the church was ever represented as a building in our nation, the church was a boat. It wasn't something in a fixed position. It was something that moved. Missionaries came from overseas in these big ships. And when the gospel was first presented, I remember sitting at Owhi, up in the Northland there, in the same setting where Samuel Marsden preached his very first message. I imagined, while I was sitting there, I imagined that scene of the ships out in the water and all this big line of waka along the beach. It's a beautiful scene that we see and imagine from that first time the gospel was preached in our land. Okay, let's pull them out quickly and we'll carry on with the story in a moment. So before any church building was built, the gospel was communicated in settings that looked more like boats than buildings. The gospel was taken by boat to these different parts of our nation, spread around the Manukau Harbour and down the Waikato River. The gospel was spread by Māori travelling in waka before roads were built and before buildings ever came into existence in our land, in the church. And so there is something of that, I believe, heritage that we have, that church could be expressed through movement and changed rather than being fixed in a set position. And I wonder if these changing times that we are experiencing, that perhaps more than ever before, we need to rediscover what it could look like for our nation to be church as a missional boat rather than a fixed building. For us to recognize these ingredients and find ourselves in the water of God's word and going with the flow of the Holy Spirit into new places and new settings and new ways, just as God is leading us. It's a prophetic picture for us that could encourage us and inspire us about the future. rather than living in a space of fear or worry if things don't go back to the way they have been, maybe this is an opportunity for God to inspire us again with his mission within our hearts. May it burn, may it stir within us, may it boil up within our being, this great mission and this calling that Jesus has on our lives as the church of Aotearoa New Zealand.